What's up, you guys? It's RJ, and welcome back to RJ Talk About It. Today is December the 18th, which means there is only 7 more days until Christmas. I know you guys are so excited to open up your presents, spend time with family members, and more. So today's topic is going to be me catching up with you guys. Well, you guys catching up with me, technically. So I know you guys have been noticing that I have been, for those who don't know, I have been slacking on, you know, posting daily. Now, I have missed like 2 days. I've missed like two days. And the people that do listen most of the time, they know that the reason why that is, or my personal friends, they know that it's because I am currently trying to film season 2. Now, season 2 is, it's going to be very different. The format, all of that is going to be different. I am going to have guests and all of this stuff. And it's kind of hard, you know, trying to record season 2 and also having to come up with topics for season 1 and still film season 1. Now, when January the 30th come, that is when this season is going to end, season 1. Now December 2nd, no, not December the 2nd, season 2 is going to be aired, well, it's going to be published on January the 5th. Now, oh, not January the 5th. It's a, I have to look at my calendar when it was going to be published, but it's going to be definitely published in January. And when the trailer come out, that's when it's going to actually announce when it's actually coming back, when season 2 is coming. So, also, I'm supposed to be reacting to a TV show. And that is also, you know, I have to prepare for that too. So that's kind of why it is taking a while, you know, for episodes to come out for season 1. Even though they are getting put out and it's going to be enough episodes this season by the time December the 30th hit. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. But without further ado, let's get straight into the topic. Today's topic is going to be about video games. I play a lot of video games, if you guys do not know. I play Fortnite, I play Metroid, I play Knockout City, I play, what else? It's another game I play. I play GTA. I play, this is one last game I play. I play a little bit of Apex Legends. My favorite game by far is, it has to be Fortnite, but right after Fortnite, it got to be GTA. The reason why Fortnite is one of my favorite games is because, like, you can build structures, you can learn so many skills from Fortnite. Maybe not real life skills, but, like, it's so different to where, like, you can, it's actually you going up against people, and in order for you to get, that's the whole reason why I like games all together is like because you have to build a skill in order to beat other characters. You have to know what you're doing in order to beat them, if that makes sense. And it takes time to actually know and learn those different skills, and it's not something that you just pick up right off the bat. So I completely love that. So yeah, that's really like my gaming journey. So that's really how I came up. And you guys, I know the audio was just muffled a little bit because it's simply because I forgot to switch the audio to phone audio instead of AirPod audio. I hate the way it sounds. I'm so sorry, you guys, but I refuse to re-record this whole thing because I just connected with y'all. So but anyway, that is the end of this topic, which unfortunately means that it's the end of this episode. I will see you guys on the next episode. Bye! Mwah! Tell a friend and tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, with Fortnite, it went through so many changes through the past, like, one time you hit the brick, like, once. It's like, it gave you 30 or 40 material just to build, and it had changed a whole lot. It got harder, it got challenging, it's more challenging now, and it's a lot more kids now on it. It's a lot more kids, more teenagers. Sometimes, I mean, maybe once out of a week, you will see, like, a grown person playing it, but Not that often you actually play with grown-ups. Now with GTA, on the other hand, you see kids on there and you see adults on there a lot too. Like it's like half and half with them. With G but GTA is a good game though. You run into problems like you run into verbal altercations on the game sometimes, but not often because it's random people. Who's gonna argue with a random person? So if you want, it's and you also had an option to mute them. So I mean, it's not like they're gonna know if you muted them or not. Yeah, so that's here nor there when you go on GTA. But on GTA now, let me tell y'all. Okay, so I have like over $12 million on GTA right now. And it's because of the I have heists. I have different heists. I started like a year ago, and I was so into like I wanted to get money quick. I wanted to. It was because it was going too slow for me, and I didn't. I was like, it has to be a better way because a lot of people have so much money on GTA. So I asked around, and this one dude was like, "Get a heist." So he helped me with it. I got it, and then I found someone else to give it to, and then we can help each other out. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna go into detail, but yeah, that's how I actually got so much money on there. It's just like networking and stuff like that, asking different people to help you, and then when they help you, you help someone else, and then that's actually helping you too. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot of people that I helped on GTA along with myself. So. Yeah, GTA is not a very bad game, and it's a lot of shooting and killing on there. I come from like playing Call of Duty and Blacklight and Fortnite, stuff like that. So the shooting and killing part, it wasn't really hard for me to catch on to because like I was sniping behind the scenes. But that's just like how it was. That's just how hard or easy it was for me. With Metroid. Let me be honest. I still hate the game. Don't get me wrong, I just don't like it at all. My friends, when they play my Switch or whatever, they love the game. I just do not like it at all. I was ready to take it back as soon as I got it, but I haven't got the chance to yet, but that's just my complete opinion about it. It's not my traditional type of game, you know? I'm more into first person. Metroid, the entire game, it's in third person. So, no, I'm not used to first person. I'm used to second person. Metroid is in third person completely. It is insane. I just cannot. I couldn't play Call of Duty for a while because after I got off of Call of Duty, I wasn't used to first person anymore. You know, Call of Duty was strictly first person too, I believe. So yeah, that's why I don't play Warzone and stuff like that, because I don't like the first person view. Yeah, but some of my friends, they play Rec Room. It's a game. It's like it looked like it should be made for the Wii. Not Metro, Rec Room. Rec Room, it's a game where like it's like a lobby and different players meet up in the lobby and they walk around and stuff like that. It's so weird. And they're dressed up like little peanut characters, like don't no legs, just a body and some arms and a head. And it's I just can't. I can't get into it. They meet a whole bunch of people off of Rec Room. I just I got most of my friends from Fortnite and Blacklight. I played with a whole bunch of people on Blacklight. Blacklight was my game. I could not spend a day without playing Blacklight. It was so good because that's how me and my classmates, so we started off on Blacklight. We had already had our PlayStations, don't get us wrong, but we just wasn't, I personally and a few of my other classmates, we wasn't playing online yet. We was only playing Call of Duty Black Ops 3. That's when we first got it. So that was years ago. So when we was playing Call of Duty Black Ops 3 and stuff like that, we wasn't playing with each other. We was just playing by ourselves. We were playing offline.
And then when we finally started playing online, we wanted to see what it was like, so we downloaded Blacklight. Blacklight was a game to where like you didn't have to have PlayStation Plus in order to play it. So we just went ahead and got it. So we started playing it and it was so hard. I remember the first time we actually did play. Nobody survived longer than 30 seconds because we kept dying. It was like Blacklight didn't show any mercy at all. They did not wait for you to, they didn't wait for you to catch on or at it was fast. It was too fast because the robots, they ran like faster than they were so fast. The robots, they would run up to you and then they'll squat and everything. They would squat and hit you and squat and all of that, and they would jump sometimes. So they were like regular players, and when I tell you, they put a whooping on us. We had no chance at all, and because we were just getting on the game. So then when we started playing every day, it was like the robots had no chance against us. We was killing everybody. We was just like they started calling us Blacklight heads. So then we started to drift apart. They started playing Fortnite, and they started playing Fortnite, and I didn't like Fortnite at the time. So I started playing stuff like it was a game that I did play. It was a what was it? I started playing games like. I think I just got off. I think I stopped because when they got off of Blacklight, I didn't want to play nothing else. So I played Blacklight for a little while until maybe two of them would get back on and play Blacklight with me. But for the most part, they was exploring other games. I was exploring other games too because I played different games. Like I downloaded a Frozen game. It's like a Candy Crush but for Frozen. And I started playing it was this other game that was on my PlayStation. And eventually I started to play Fortnite. By the time I started playing Fortnite, they was getting off of Fortnite. People were starting to get off of Fortnite and play all these other games. So I was kind of, doing my own thing, and I started meeting people on there, and I started making new friends. So that's how I drifted on into Fortnite, and that's why I don't really play with them now. I don't really play with my classmates anymore because they play different games to me. So playing Fortnite and stuff like that, since I came from Blacklight and stuff like that, like I'm talking about came from it, like I was born in. Like when I came from Blacklight, I had already knew how to shoot and stuff like that, but it's just it took time. It took some getting used to actually building and stuff like that because, a person knows that when you come from another game, you just cannot. It takes a long time for you to get used to it. And when I started to get play Fortnite, and when I finally got used to Fortnite, somebody was like, "Let's play Blacklight again." So I got back on Blacklight. We played Blacklight for a little while, maybe a month. So we started playing Blacklight. And I was trying to build on Blacklight because at the because when you think about it, Blacklight moves way faster than Fortnite. Blacklight don't really show no mercy, and plus it's not a big old map. So you when somebody start bum rushing you on Blacklight, you would think like, okay, let me build or whatever. You can't build at all. So it was just dead. So yeah. And then we started playing PlayStation Online. I started getting off the GTA, and my friends was already on GTA. I made some new friends. They stayed away from us. I made some new friends, so they was like, "Get GTA and play GTA Online because it's lit right now. That's what's popping." So I got on GTA Online. They had already had money. I wasn't about to be the only one without money, so that's I told you that method. I started talking to different people, asking them a way to do it, and then eventually somebody would help you. They told me, they literally said this. They said, if you keep asking people for help, they're not going to help you. Nobody's going to tell you how to make money because they don't want everybody else to know. So, and I was like, that can't be the case for everybody. So I told my friend, Ari, I said, "Ari, we're going to get on the game right now. No, starting tomorrow, we're gonna get on the game. We're gonna start as soon as we get out of school, and we're just gonna join different parties, join random parties, and make new friends, and we go get some more money." That was the game plan. She never got on, so I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna do this myself." I did it, and around like the eighth party I joined, the eighth random party, Well, random sections, because that's what they call on GTA. I had already found someone, and yeah, it was on from there. So yeah, when people are mean to you on a game, don't think that everybody is like that, because everybody's not, you know. So yeah, that's not right now. I play with a friend right now that I met on GTA, till this day. So, PlayStation friends are forever friends. Don't remember that.